Class, there are 15 minutes left until your exams are due. Relax, there's still plenty of time to finish. No need to rush through it. Double-check the backside of the paper, and make sure you put your name on it as well. When you're ready, pass it to the front. Young lady, no need to get so tense when I get near. You aren't cheating, are you? Of course you're not. You have been one of my finest students this semester. There's no need for you to cheat, is there? You are being a good girl for me, aren't you? Or should I say, good boy? I never would have thought you'd get all dolled up and impersonate your twin sister just in order to take her exam for her. You almost had me fooled, but that cute tint your skirt has been making gave you away. Your cute little cock couldn't handle the silky fabric of your sister's panties, could it? It's leaking so much Breakum that there's a wet spot on your skirt. I'm guessing neither of you took into account just how much of a pervert you are, What poor foresight. Hand me your paper. This exam is null. And you and your sister are automatically failing this exam. I have half a mind to tell the dean. And once class is over, go find your sister, and I expect to see both of you in my office. And don't you dare touch yourself in the meantime. Honestly, I expected better from you, and your sister. I'll see you after class. Have a seat, both of you. Wow. Calling you twins is an understatement. You look so alike. Well, except that one of you has a cute boner propping up their skirt. Now, young lady, do you care to explain why your brother is dressed up like you, and why he's taking your exam? You're one of my brightest students. There shouldn't be a reason for you to cheat. I know what you're capable of. Just because you forgot to study, it's no excuse to have your brother impersonate you and take the exam. It's irresponsible, but you've got to have the best twin brother in the world if he's willing to do that for you. I admire your resourcefulness and the bond you two obviously share, but as I told your brother already, I'll have to give both of you a zero for this exam. No, don't argue with me. Cheating is cheating. School policy is school policy. You're 18 now. You're adults, so you both should get used to having to deal with the consequences of your actions. I'm certain you both pulled this in high school, right? Is this how this all began? Wearing the same schoolgirl outfits and taking exams for each other? Studying only half the amount you needed to? Well, guess what? This is university, and that is not going to work here. Not under my watch. Especially because I don't appreciate being lied to, young lady. What do I mean? Well, I don't buy your story that you forgot to study. The whole semester, you've gotten great grades, you're very studious, and you don't seem one to cram. So even if you forgot to study last night, you should have been more prepared than that. You've known about this exam for at least 3 weeks now. We've covered it in class, but even then you seem distracted. And yes, your brother is a natural at this subject, so he didn't need to study. So, of course you'd ask him to take the exam for you. You just didn't count on me being this observant. So since the exam didn't just slip your mind, what's the real reason you haven't been keeping up with your studies this week? Has a certain special someone been keeping you busy every night? Have you started dating someone new? That's it, isn't it? Oh, You're blushing. How cute. Young lady, don't feel ashamed about your sexual needs. Embrace your inner slut. It's the perfect time to do it. You're young and you will have so much fun the rest of your time here. Which is why I need you to do well in class. Oh, don't look so shocked. I can only keep up that proper teacher persona for so long before my normal salacious self comes through. Classes are over for the day, and it's a Friday. No staff is left in the building, so I can loosen up a bit. Why are you turning so red, boy? Are you embarrassed to know that your twin sister has been getting fucked every night this week? Were you up all night eavesdropping on her, listening to her moans from your room while you rubbed your cute little cock? I bet you were wearing her panties as well. I know you like that silky feel. And I know you like the thought of your innocent twin sister getting turned into a total slut because she's getting fucked by a huge cock. You do, don't you? Oh, I'm sure you do, judging by that new stain of pre-cum starting to soak through your skirt. But that's not it either, is it? No, I can tell on your faces. It's not. Of all the boys on campus, who could be the one that you'd care so much about and want to fuck so much that you'd forgo your studies, baby girl? It couldn't be just anyone. You're too smart for that. Don't tell me. Is it your twin brother? Is he the one you started making love to? That's it, isn't it? I've known for some time you two were having some sort of perverted, incestuous relationship. Always sneaking off to go make out in some deserted corner of the building before class. You two thought you were so slick, but trust me, I noticed right away. Oh, come on, you two, chin up. I'm not condemning you for succumbing to your natural perverted desires. It's totally fine wanting to explore that with each other. I mean, you've experienced everything else together, why not this? Hell, if I had a hot twin sibling that looked just like me, I'd totally fuck them too. All right, I digress. We've gotten sidetracked. Back to the topic of your academics. I'm willing to give you both a free pass on this exam if, and only if, you both are willing to fuck right now, right here in my office, right in front of me. You heard me. If you two are willing to fuck in front of me right now, I'll give you both 100% on the exam. You two have been doing it all week, so what's the big deal now? Is it because I'm watching? Newsflash, if you don't do what I say, then you both fail the exam. Or I could just report you both to the dean. You both know that cheating on an exam is grounds for getting kicked out of the school. You wouldn't want that, would you? So, what's it gonna be? Fail my class and get kicked out of university? Or are you both going to become my voyeuristic little sluts? Oh, come on. You don't want to do what you both love and impress Professor? Still hesitating. Well, I'll give you both the count of five, and then I'll just have to make up my mind. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Now there we go. That's more like it. Yeah, that's right. Get closer. Start making out. Yeah. Fuck. You're both so cute. All the right curves and all the right places on the two of you. Keep going. Show me just how much you desire one another. Look at that. Yeah, swirl your tongues together. That's it. Slip your hands underneath your shirts and rub each other's tits. Oh, no. Keep your outfits on. Just lift up your shirts and take off your panties. I love the naughty schoolgirl look you both have going on right now. Yeah. Good job, baby boy. Keep fingering your sister's pussy. And keep rubbing her clit while she teases your cute little cock. Look at that mess on my couch. Both of you are so wet and dripping for each other. Oh, look at you, baby boy, pushing her down. Hold on. Both of you stop. Don't you dare stick your cock inside of her. Good. Now, listen up, you two. Like I said, you're both going to be fucking, but that little cock isn't going to be doing any of the penetrating tonight. Not while I'm here. A different cock is going to be delivering you both to Pound Town. You're both just starting to notice the huge bulge in my crotch. I wasn't the only one hiding a surprise underneath her skirt. Although, my surprise is much, much bigger. And a little harder to hide. But, let me slip my panties off as well. And, there we go. That's right. Your favorite professor was hiding a nice, thick girl cock all this time. I'm going to turn you both into my perfect, obedient little sluts. And I'm going to make sure both of you get completely addicted to my girl cock. Oh, the looks on your faces. It's so amusing seeing how awestruck you are. You're both practically drooling on yourselves. Eyes up here, both of you. Don't think of this as a punishment for your attempt at cheating. Think of this as a chance at redemption. A chance to show me why you both deserve to stay as my favorite teacher's pets. Yeah. It's okay. You can give in. Just give in. You both want to make me happy. You both made a mistake. And you're both sorry. You were just too horny to study. Too perverted to resist your incestuous urges. I'm not here to judge either of you. I'm here to let you both embrace what you are. What you want to become. What you both need to become. You two... Why don't you tell me that you are my perfect little sluts? I want to hear it from your mouths. Say it. Not just to me, but to each other too. Yeah. Very good, my little whores. Oh, you sound so cute. Let your degenerate gene activate and show me how ready you are to obey me, to serve me, to submit to my big girl cock. Oh my, aren't you too eager? Already spreading yourselves open for me? Patience, my sluts. Both of you will get to experience every inch of my girl cock in due time. Baby girl, if that tight pussy has only experienced your brother's little cock, then you're going to want to get warmed up before I split you open. You too, baby boy. If all you've had in your tight ass is your fingers, then you'll want to get warmed up as well. And just what will you both be warming up with? Well, let me show you. It's a little something I like to keep in my desk, just in case. Here it is. Yeah, it's a double-ended dildo. It's not nearly as thick as my cock, but it'll be perfect for getting the both of you warmed up at the same time. It's also a poetic and beautiful way for a horny twin brother and sister to show their love for one another. The more you fuck yourself with this double-ended dildo, the more pleasure you will bring to your partner. Let me just lube this beautiful toy first. There we go. Perfectly lubed up for my obedient sluts. Alright, you two. Get into position. Get on all fours and face away from each other. Yeah. Very good. Spread your holes and let me hold this toy in between both of you. Oh, look at you puckering. And your cunt looks so slick, baby girl. Now, start backing up towards each other. Let the dildo slide into your holes as you move your asses back. Yeah, that's it, baby girl. Let the shaft slide deep into your pussy. Your brother is having trouble getting his end to slip in. So, why don't you help him out? Just push back against him. Oh, what a loving sister you have, baby boy. A little push was all you needed to finally get the tip inside your tight hole. Oh, it's going to hurt a little at first, but trust me. Once that silicone cock slides against your prostate, your body will be begging for this cock to go even deeper. Also, once you get a taste of a full-body anal orgasm, you might never want to come any other way again. Yeah. Come on, both of you. Just a bit further. You can fit more, I know you can. Just a bit more. Closer. Oh, yes. How wonderful. Finally, both of your asses are pressed up against one another. You both managed to get the double dildo inside your holes as deep as possible. Don't move just yet. Get used to the amazing feeling of being stretched and filled all the way to the brim. And just close your eyes and feel it. Oh, savor the sensation of having a big, thick cock buried inside you so deeply. It's overwhelming, isn't it? Yeah, it's triggering intense pleasure. I'm sure neither of you have thought was possible. Those little slut buttons deep in your holes, they've been pressed. There's no going back. So give in. Give in to the pleasure and start moving your hips. Start fucking yourselves on your half of the toy. And the more pleasure you bring to yourself, the more pleasure you'll bring to each other. Oh, wow. Oh. Indulge in the feeling of getting fucked. And keep going. So delicious. You two were born together, grew up together, and now you'll experience this great pleasure together. the pleasure of penetration, of becoming the sluts you always knew you were meant to be. Keep going, you two. Let the sensation of getting fucked consume you. Let yourselves get as close to the edge as possible. Just look at that. Oh my, how cute. You're both so in sync. Your bodies mirror one another perfectly as your moans ring in harmony. Let the pleasure keep building. Let it keep escalating as you both get closer and closer to your mutual release. Yeah, keep building it. Keep building. Oh, that's it. You're almost there. Look at you. Shaking all over. Oh, you feel it, don't you? The intense pleasure radiating through your body. Oh, you're both so close. Just a bit more. Just a bit more, baby boy. Keep going, baby girl. The blissful release is so close. Just keep going. Keep going. And stop. Stop now. Both of you, stop moving. Both of your legs are shaking. Oh, no need to whimper. I know you were both so close to coming, but don't worry. I'll make sure you both come. The only cock making you both come, though, is going to be my girl cock. Not that silly dildo. Baby boy, I'll be fucking you first. So, why don't you slip the toy out of you and, lay on your back on my desk. Baby girl, don't you dare take it out of your pussy. Keep your half of the double dildo deep inside. You just keep fucking yourself and keep yourself on the edge while I destroy your brother's tight ass. You'll get your turn soon, but I want you to edge this off a little longer. Now, spread your legs, baby boy. I know you're a horny slut, and I know horny sluts watch countless porn videos where actresses spread their legs so eagerly to the camera while they beg to be fucked, beg to have a big cock shoved inside of them. But this time, that girl in the video, it's gonna be you. You are the porn actress. You are the one begging to have a cock penetrate you. Oh, that's a good little slut. So inviting and so desperate. Get ready, baby boy. You managed to take that double dildo, but my girl cock is on another level. There's still plenty of lube in your little boy pussy from earlier, so I should be able to slide right in. Oh, yeah. That's it. Deep breaths. I got the tip in. I know it's a lot, but I know you can do it. Your sister is watching. You don't want to let her down. Show her how well you can take a cock. Oh, I'm halfway inside now. Just a bit more. There we go. Every inch of my big girl cock is inside you now. Oh, your little cock is twitching so helplessly. Don't tell me you're about to come. Such a naughty boy. You're already coming. Oh. Is having my girl cock slide past your prostate too much for your boy pussy to handle? What a sticky mess you've made. All over my desk. And your cute cock is still spurting out cum, even while it's going limp. Well, get ready, my little slut, because we're just getting started. I'm going to start thrusting now. You're so damn tight. So perfect for taking cock. This is where you belong, baby boy. Legs spread and on your back, just getting fucked. Exactly like a porn star. Right now, your sister is watching you get fucked. Did you know you're her porn star right now? Yeah, you are. And she's loving it. Feeling left out, baby girl? Well, why don't you come over here and stand by your brother's face? No. Keep the double dildo inside of you. Have you ever wondered what it's like to have a girl cock? Well, now you can find out. That double dildo is your very own girl cock. And your brother's mouth's hungry, doesn't it? Yeah. Now you get it. That's it, baby girl. Fuck your brother's mouth. Let's spit roast him with our girl cocks. Baby boy, you're taking our girl cocks so well. Keep your throat open and keep sucking your sister's girl cock. Every time you take it deeper in your throat, the harder it pushes back on the other end of the dildo into your sister. You want to make her feel good, don't you? So take it nice and deep. Oh, just look at that. It's so hot. Oh, fuck. I'm getting close. But I don't want to come just yet. Baby girl, now that you've experienced what it's like to get your girl cock sucked, don't you want to know what it's like to fuck a tight ass? Just let me slide out your naughty brother first. Yeah. Now you, come over on this side of the desk and have your turn fucking him senseless with your girl cock. Baby boy, you see that look in your beloved sister's eyes? That look of pure lust and hunger? She's going to take your ass harder than you could ever dream of taking her pussy. Oh, that's it, baby girl. Line up your girl cock with his hole, just like I did earlier. Good. Now, push the tip in and slide your entire length inside of him. Now start using your hips and fuck his ass. Baby girl, you're a natural. You're a natural at using your girl cock, especially to break your brother's tight hole. Oh, each time you slam your hips against his, you're giving yourself more and more pleasure with the other end of the dildo. Oh, his pleasure is now your pleasure. Isn't it beautiful? Ah, yeah. Keep fucking him just like that. In the meantime, I'm going to get some more lube on my girl cock while I watch the two of you. Initially, I had planned to take your pussy, but I don't want to stop this beautiful moment of pure incestuous lovemaking. No. Instead, I'll be taking your ass while you keep fucking your brother. No, Don't worry, I'll be gentle. It won't take much for you to feel good. Relax your ass and just let me slide into you. I know we didn't get your ass warmed up yet, but you can take it. Your naughty brother had no issue with my big girl cock, and something tells me your ass is equally as talented. Concentrate on making your brother feel good with your girl cock. I'll make sure that you feel good with my own. Yeah. Good job, baby girl. You're my perfect little slut. And your ass is swallowing up my girl cock so naturally as well. Oh. Wait, hold still for a second. Let me push the rest of it inside. Let me just lean in closer to you and make sure all of it is fully inside of you. You've been such a good girl for me. Such a perfect little slut. You've proven that not only can you take it, but you can give it as well. So let me give you the fucking you've earned. The fucking that you deserve. You've been so patient this entire time, waiting your turn to feel me deep inside you. Don't hold back. Let your moans out. Let the pleasure from my girl cock take over you. How are you holding up, baby boy? How does it feel to get fucked by your beloved sister while she gets fucked by me? Every time I pump my girl cock deep inside of her, she pumps her girl cock deeper inside of you. I'ma speed up, baby girl. I can't take it. Oh god. Your ass feels too good, baby girl. I thought it could last a bit longer with a little rest, but your tight hole is too much. I'm getting close. And I know you two are too. Let us all come together. Let me fill you up with my cum, baby girl. All your pussy gushes and you force your brother to squirt out his own cum all over himself. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come, my little sluts. So come with me. Come. Come with me. Yeah. 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 Oh, fuck. Oh, god damn. Fuck. I let out so much cum inside of you, baby girl. Oh. And look how much you spurt out everywhere, baby boy. Oh, what a mess. Let me slide out of you and let's slide that double delta out of both of you as well. Oh. Oh, okay, you two. My perfect little sluts. It's time to clean each other up. That's right, baby boy. Make sure to lick up all that yummy cum from your sister's hole. And it's a good baby girl. Clean up that cum all over your brother's chest. Oh, yeah. That's it. It's so dirty, but so beautiful. Now kiss. share that salty treat with one another. Oh, how cute. Good job, my obedient sluts. But you're not done yet. Crawl over here and get my girl cock cleaned up as well. My good girl and my good boy. My perfect little sluts. Let me caress your cheeks. I think you two have more than shown me that you deserve a second chance. I won't tell the dean about you two trying to cheat my exam. And you're both still my favorite students. However, as long as either of you is taking my class, you both will still serve me and belong to me. Now your homework, baby boy. You will keep dolling yourself up before coming to my class. No more cheating from either of you. Understood? Good. Now, both of you, get your panties back on and get out of here. Enjoy your weekend. You're dismissed.